Smile.
90.4 FM.
Joined by a friend of the Breakfast Show, Prof. Richard Fonsale-Smith, UCT's Lung Institute. Should we be concerned? Should we worry about young people vaping and an increase in the numbers?
Absolutely, Bobby. We've never seen numbers like this. I don't think we'd expected the numbers. We've seen it in the US, but yeah, now these numbers are very high. When one looks at adolescents, one needs to remember that adolescents have developing brains and developing lungs. So when one talks about long-term risk and impact on adults, it's a different story. Your brain and your lungs are what they are. But when one looks at young people, high school learners, the impact of nicotine on the brain are of significant concern, and potentially on lung development, but we're more worried about the mental health impact, the cognitive functioning, more so, I think, than we have any idea of what's going to happen in 20 years' time after you started vaping as a high schooler. The challenge is that there's a one-line rhetoric that we're hearing, the so-called 95% safer coming from marketing. Everyone's saying it's safe. Parents, I fear, are complicit in it, that it's safer than tobacco, therefore it must be safe for my kids. And the schools that I've spoken now at several schools and chatting to the learners, many of them just aren't aware of the potential harms. No one's ever told them that. So it's a major challenge to educate, and that's what my idea is here, is not to go and tell them you may not, but to actually just to provide a foil against the marketing and the rhetoric and the TikTok and the Instagram and all of those platforms that are showing that it's cool and it's safe to do.
It's a difficult one because you're going up against, like you were saying, the cool ads, and then you've also got the fun flavors as well, and then there's the downplaying of the health risks as well. So going up against quite a big thing here.
Mm. And we're indestructible and invincible as young people. I mean, you know, you're feeling strong. Huh? This is not going to do any damage at all when you're 18.
Yeah, so, I mean, Bobby, you can't go with the normal tactics, as it were, that you approach an adult around harm reduction and safety and cancer and stuff. And so it is a challenge, but I am trying to present an honest approach to say, look, these are the risks you need to decide. I mean, it's the same with alcohol, with cannabis, with everything. High school students are going to do whatever they want to do, but you need to inform them of the risks. But I think there's a slightly different element here, and you mentioned it briefly in sort of intro, is that there's a lot of pressure on high school students that we're seeing, and I think a large amount of vaping. I mean, in your day, you guys used to smoke behind the bicycle shed. We're not seeing that. This is not that kind of process. This is at parties. This is out in the classrooms. This is in bathrooms during break. This is a completely different thing to the rebel behind the bicycle shed having a quick smoke. So I think we have a different challenge here with our high school learners than we had many years ago with sort of smoking illicit substances.
Smile Breakfast. Says tot 9. 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.